this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey said Sunday it is returning the body of a pilot who died after parachuting out of a Russian jet that was shot down by Turkish forces last week near the Turkey-Syria border. Earlier, Russian President Vladimir Putin had called for economic sanctions against Turkey. Mr. Putin signed a decree which restricts Russian imports of some Turkish products, prohibits extensions of contracts for Turks who are working in Russia, and impacts the operations of Turkish companies in Russia.
Yaşanan hadiseden dolayı
on Saturday, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan voiced regret about Turkey's downing of the Russian plane, saying his country was truly saddened by the incident and wished it had not occurred. The Islamic State-linked group Boko Haram has claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing in northern Nigeria that killed at least 22 people who were marching in a procession of Shiite pilgrims. The blast near the city of Kano came just days after two female bombers blew themselves up, killing at least 14 people and wounding more than 100 others in a city of 2.1 million residents. Extremist attacks in the region have become routine in recent months. Voters in Burkina Faso are choosing a new president and parliament today in what is being called the country's most open election in history. Former President Blaise Compaoré tried last year to get rid of the constitutional term limits and make himself eligible for another term in office. The move brought protest that forced him to resign. An interim government followed with the election set for October. A brief failed military coup forced that process to be postponed. Final results expected late Monday. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is continuing his three-nation Africa tour, moving from Uganda today to the Central African Republic. On his second day in Uganda, the Pope visited a youth event, and Sergino Rosblad was there.
It was a cheerful atmosphere, with the Pope attracting a large crowd at the Kololo Airstrip youth event. Many young Ugandans wanted to see the leader of the Catholic Church from up close. But the event was more than just a celebration of the Pope's visit. Many hope to learn from the pontiff, like 23-year-old Tom Asaba.
We have a lot to learn from him, especially in the world of temptation. The youth are having a lot of temptations at the moment, and we believe him giving us a word of hope, it can really transform the youth in Uganda.
Young Ugandans, who make up 70% of the country's population, face many issues, including widespread unemployment. The changing climate and the role humans play is also a matter of concern to some youth, and they believe that the Catholic Church, led by the Pope, can offer ways to change. Sergio Rosblad for VOA News, Kampala.
Philippines has received new fighter jets this weekend from South Korea, marking what the military calls a return to the supersonic jet age. 10 years ago, the Philippine Air Force retired its 10 remaining F-5 fighter jets, whose maintenance had grown costly. Purchase of the new FA-50 trainer jets made by a Korean company is the first order for fighter aircraft in nearly four decades. Lieutenant Colonel Rolando Pena is a pilot in the Philippines Air Force.
Of course, we are very much elated and we are very proud that we have this state-of-the-art aircraft. We've flown a push-pull cable, a subsonic aircraft, the S-211, now that we have the FA-50. It ushers in a new history.
The FA-50 has night vision imaging, and that allows them to fly both at night and in the day, and can be outfitted with short-range missile-to-missile or air-to-ground missiles, among other combat features. $420 million acquisition is part of the military's five-year $1.8 billion upgrade program. It's also part of the Philippines' plan to form a minimum credible defense posture in the face of China's increasing stance in the South China Sea. Here in the U.S., federal government has ended its bulk collection of data from the telephone calls of millions of Americans. The move follows a controversy that erupted with disclosures about the secret program by former government contractor Edward Snowden. U.S. National Security Agency, in charge of the bulk telephone metadata program, is replacing the practice with more tightly targeted surveillance methods. Under the expiring data program, the government collected information about calls, including duration and phone numbers, but the content was not monitored, recorded, or collected. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA 1, the voice of America. VOA 1.
Want you to put a ring on it. Here she is with X's and O's. My name is Ray McDonald. Welcome to the fun here on the hits. VOA 1.
Cause I'm the best baby that- they never wanna leave.
gotta change my answering machine now that I'm alone. Cause right now it says that we can't come to the phone. And I know it makes no sense, cause you walked out the door. But it's the only way I hear your voice anymore. It's ridiculous. It's been months, and for some reason I just can't get over. And I'm stronger than this, yeah. Enough is enough. No more walking around with my head down, yeah. I'm so over being blue, crying over you. And I'm so sick of love songs, so tired of tears, so done with wishing you were still here. Said I'm so sick of love songs, so sad and slow. So why can't calendar I have that's marked July 15th, because since there's no more you, there's no more anniversary. I'm so fed up with my thoughts of you and your memory, and how every song reminds me of what used to be. That's the reason I'm so sick of love songs, so tired of tears, so done with wishing you are still here. And slow, so why can't I turn off the radio? Oh,
leave me alone. Stupid love song.
Hey, don't make me think about her smile or having my first child. I'm letting go. Turning off the radio, cause I'm so sick of love song.
R&B, pop, hip hop. It's new music on VOA 1.
Cigarettes in tiny liquor bottles, just what you'd expect inside her new Balenciaga. Viral mess turned dreams into an empire, self-made success. Now she rolls with Rockefeller. Some say he looks just like his father, but he can never love somebody's daughter. Football team loved more than just the game, so he vowed to be his husband at the altar.
Outsiders at all. We are the new American. High on legal marijuana. Raised on Biggie and Nirvana.
McDonald with something new from Halsey. That's called New Americana. Adele's 25 album. This thing is absolutely blowing up. In fact, it just broke NSYNC's record for single week sales. Back in the year 2000, No Strings Attached moved just over 2.4 million copies in its first week. Well, so far, 25 has sold 2.43 million copies in the United States, and the week isn't over yet. It's kind of frightening, actually. I have Iggy Azalea and Muse on the way for you, so keep it here on VOA1.
Swallowing me whole, yeah. like some kind of madness was taking control.
With Muse, who kick off their North American tour on December 1st in Houston, Texas. Thank you for listening to The Hits on VOA 1.
I guess for now you've got the last laugh.
I'm sorry if I seem uninterested, or I'm not listening, or I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't got no here, but since my friends are here, I just came to kick it. But really, I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance, don't ask, I don't need a boyfriend. So you can go back, please enjoy your party. I'll be here somewhere in the corner under clouds of marijuana with this boy who's hopping.
the TV with my beanie low. Yo, I'll be over here.
From David Guetta and Sia. David used Sia's demo vocals for that song, and she reportedly wasn't very happy about it. Stephen Colbert probably wasn't happy with Justin Bieber on Tuesday when Justin abruptly canceled his slot on Colbert's Late Show. On Monday, Justin had tweeted that he wouldn't be able to travel to New York City for the appearance. He didn't give a reason. Justin has three songs in the latest Billboard Top 5. Only the Beatles and 50 Cent have also done that. Coming up, Conrad Sewell and Ed Sheeran, only on VOA1.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness as you'll send the call out, 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 send the call out,
That's the 1975, currently touring the UK. They're one of those acts that hardly ever take a break from the road. From Australia, this is Conrad Sewell. Hold Me Up on the Hits.
In a minute you can realize you lost it all. In a second you were always there to bring my fall. Till you came and saved my life in the lonely hour, in the lonely hour.
It's not like we're dead. Was it something I did? Was it something you said? Don't leave me hanging in a city so dead. Held up so high on such a breakable thread.
Away.
ends his tour on December 12th in New Zealand. I'm talking about Ed Sheeran here on The One, VOA One.
Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes. But it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. It is the only thing that makes us feel alive. We keep this love in a photograph. We made these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts are never broken, and time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. Wait for me to come home. Loving can heal. Loving can mend your soul. And it's the only thing that I know, know. Keep this love in a photograph. We made these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts were never broken, time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. And if you hurt me, that's okay, baby. Back on 6th Street, hearing you whisper through the phone, wait for me to come home.
Tonight's gonna be a good night. I feel it.
So beautiful, and I tell her every day.